WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
I'm Ed Jones, founder and owner of Nutrition World, proudly serving Chattanooga since 1979. For nearly five decades. Is that a word? Decades.
It is now. Decades.
Yes. Okay.
Five decades.
I've devoted my life to studying, testing, and sharing practical science-based natural approaches to better health. My passion has always been helping people discover better lifestyle, nutrition, targeted supplementation, and wise food choices that can work together to create the extraordinary health that we all deserve. I've always believed that some of the most important conversations about health are often the ones you won't hear in traditional conversations. Our mission is simple. We're building your health, your vitality, and your longevity one show at a time. And joining me every week is my good friend Clint Powell, the official PhD of the Waffle House. Mm-hmm. I say that because Clint asks the questions that most people are thinking, but may not just ask or be able to ask. And that helps to translate science into practical advice for everyone. So settle in as we separate fact from fiction, challenge conventional thinking when the evidence supports it, and gives you practical ideas you can put to work immediately. And so, good morning, Clint. How do you like my new opening line?
I love it. I just will say every now and then I like to reward good behavior, and I just want to congratulate you on something. If you go back 2-3 years in this radio show, if you had mispronounced decades, we would have started over. We'd have cleared the room. There would have been etch and sketch moments. We've got to come. And you pushed through, accepted your flaw, embraced it, which makes it more relatable to the people listening to this radio show. So, well done, Ed. I'm happy to be here.
I will be happy to take that compliment.
Yes,
because you are
it made
exactly
me smile.
True.
It made me smile. I'm like,
yes.
Look at him. He just put. I'm like, heck yeah.
I told somebody earlier today, I feel like I'm rolling with things much better than I did when I was younger even a few years ago. So thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
We're going to talk to Dr. Deering today about a new cholesterol medication that is going to hit the United States by big headlines and storms that will be claiming that it's going to solve all pretty much prevent all heart disease. We are going to tell you the more of this unknown story.
And didn't they just change the standards on cholesterol?
Yep.
Let me guess, they lowered it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I didn't know.
What do you think about the fear of lettuce? Are you doing anything different in your life?
No. I mean, I think it's like everything else over the last 10 years because of social media. If this had been 15 years ago, I would have literally thought, oh, that sucked, and I would have keep eating. So I've had a couple salads in the last few months and haven't given it much thought. Mm-hmm. But now that I see it everywhere, I'm like, I'll get asparagus instead of lettuce. I'll get a salad, and I'll get a different side.
It is interesting.
It affects our psyche. Yeah,
it is, and part of that is the social media content that we're on. Secondly, is again, we go back to facts. I looked it up before I opened the show. That has only been in 15 states of the United States, and Tennessee was not one of them. And the reason I'm saying that is that a new business opened downtown called Build a Salad. They're out of business now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Closing down. And, you know, they have not been in business even a year.
Well, it was a horrible time. It was terrible timing for them.
I know.
Maybe if they'd been in business 5 years and established some good clientele and stuff. And
yes.
They had the leverage to fight it, but they can't. And I hate to say this, but before it was in 15 states, it was only in 12. So,
right, you know what I'm saying?
So everybody's not really worried about, is it already here? They're worried about, am I going to be one of the few that, oh, now it's in Tennessee.
But it's not a COVID. It isn't a germ that's spreading. And they eliminated all of the place where it came from. So it's not going to get worse as far as the quantity of lettuce.
Right. It's just sad.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
And wrong decade. All right. We're going to talk about back to school a little bit right now because it is back to school today or yesterday. Yep. And a lot of, you know, we see that in business at Nutrition World. We can always tell the week or two before. It's a little bit slower. People are so busy getting their kids ready.
They'll pick back up when they start bringing them colds and sicknesses with them from home.
And that will be within weeks. There's no doubt about it. What is maybe some of the things that, or one thing that we could do that no one thinks about, and it's called oral probiotics, not the gut probiotics. It's actually, there's about four companies that make it, and Life Extension makes an oral hygiene. Wellness Company makes one, and then Oral Probiotic by Health Aid, and they're all chewable, every one, and Vital Nutrients. The reason I'm saying that is because in my book, which I've written, it's online, it's on free ebook on theholisticnavigator.com. I speak about the importance of maintaining an oral microbiome.
Okay, can I ask you a couple quick questions? Yeah. Plus, can I do something personal real quick, just to give a shout out? This past week was Jen's birthday. I told her I was giving her a shout out for her birthday, so happy birthday.
Yeah, to her.
But back up a little bit. The oral biome stuff is great, but since it's back to school, do you know the nose spray I use and you use? Is that safe for teenagers and stuff too?
Yes, very, very safe. And that was,
I think if you're, are you going to bring that up today at all?
I thought maybe, but maybe not. I don't know. Do you think kids would do it?
I don't. So I'm going to go a different way with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with parents and teachers.
Yes.
And the reason I'm going to go with parents and teachers, because your kids are going to get sick. They're very resilient. If you do you ought to do a pediatric core four, coming up with four things maybe kids should take. But as a parent, you really can't avoid it. And as a teacher, you're sure as heck not going to avoid it. But this spray can help you because you come in contact with whatever the kids bring home or whatever the kids bring from their homes, and you got 30 of them in your classroom. That nasal spray, I think, would be great.
And it's made of iodine. That's all pretty much the active ingredient, and nothing can live in the presence of it.
I used it before we walk. I use it twice a day, minimum.
Yep, I did it this morning. Yeah. I usually use it sometimes before I walk in here, but
I'll use it before I go to the gym tonight.
Yes. And you and I have used it for years. When I say years, not 10.
I've used it for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I used it.
Maybe three.
I started using it right at the end of the worst part of COVID. And the reason is because most of the ingestion of pathogenic bacteria starts in the nose or unless you touch your eyes.
Well, and I didn't want to hijack your oral health thing, but I think as back to school, I think that should be on the front line of everything.
Well, for the teachers and the adults,
parents,
yes.
Yeah,
and secondly, for the kids, there are studies showing about a 72% reduction in throat issues, which a lot of the sickness has to do with sore throats and other things, if these microbiome oral products are chewed once daily or even three times weekly. And they're bad tasting. They're very credible products. And so if you choose to do that for your kids, it's easy. It's certainly easier than probably anything else you can do.
It's way easier than getting sick.
Yep. So oral microbiome. Lastly is Thorne, which is a very good company. It's a more of a professional line. We carry it because we have, you know, a lot of professionals of our practitioners, 17, plus the people in the store, Dr. Deering and other things. But they just were bought out by Procter & Gamble for $3.8 billion. It just blows me away. Here's my real quick take on it, then we're going to move on to the next segment.
Okay.
I've been doing this since 1979. Between 1979 and the year 2000, pharmaceutical companies like Procter & Gamble made absolute fun of the granola people. It's kind of what we were called, or the hippies, the ex-hippies, and the, you know, the pill-popping nutrient people. They laughed at us. They tried to do all they could to harm us with negative press, always saying that we didn't have any leg to stand on. This stuff's not important. They're buying our companies up right and left. And let me tell you the history of all the companies, which there's about 60 companies in the world of nutritional supplementation that were big, that have been bought out by the big pharmaceuticals. One out of every 10 have failed. They cannot. They don't have the recipe for success. They think they can market it the way they do pharmaceuticals, and they can't do it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No.
I just got a question on that, though. Do you think they're failing because they're failing, or they're failing because the big pharmacy companies want them to fail?
There's a point to that that could be possible because
if I eliminate the competition, and we're back to me only being the rescue.
Yeah. No, I don't think, because one company is not going to alter the future of whether people quit using pharmaceuticals and they're all jumping aboard. I think that people who buy not across the board, but a huge segment of people who grab the pharmaceuticals, I'm going to be ugly about it. They're not thinkers. They have blind trust in the people with white coats. Guess what? The people who use nutraceuticals or green pharmacy to empower their own health, they're well read. They are at least moderately read. They know they're stepping outside of the toolbox. They know they're doing something that's not quite traditional, so they want to learn about it.
Okay.
All the people I talk to with pharmaceuticals, they barely know the name of the drug, much less the side effect and the nutrient depletion that happens. So it's a different class of people. Pharmaceutical companies do not realize that that they have to talk differently.
Well, pharmaceutical companies also they have a very captive and niche audience. It's doctors,
yes,
and practitioners.
Captive.
When you start doing the supplements and the things that may augment or run ancillary with that and help support it,
yep,
you're talking to the consumer.
Bingo.
And it's a broader base. You have to actually know the pain points much better, I think. So I don't know if it's their one's worse than the other. I think one's just got a much different message than the other one does.
And they don't understand that. And I don't think the quality changes when the pharmaceutical company purchases them. They sometimes don't treat us as well, but it still is a quality product. I've not seen one that's cut corners, diluted it.
That's good to
hear,
though.
So we can't help it. We have to carry a few, but 90% of what we carry from True Grace to Blue Bonnet to so many of our companies, we keep the privately owned companies as the primary companies, just like Nutrition World is.
Well, let's do this. Let's take our first break of the day. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Clint Powell, and every week we take the latest research, separate fact from fiction, and help you to make smarter health decisions without the hype. Let's get back to today's conversation.
Okay.
I wish that somebody would come in and rub Clint's neck because it's hurting.
Oh, no, it's okay.
No, it's okay. Okay. I just wanted to see if anybody was like,
no, they won't. I was telling Ed, if I ever hit the lottery, I'm just going to get somebody to walk around, and whenever I need an elbow on that left side, where my neck meets, I'm just going to say, show just elbow, and they'll just walk over, stand in the corner, and then just walk over. Do that for about 30 seconds until they feel it pop and then walk off.
That'd be
fantastic.
So good.
Yeah.
Want to talk just a second about, again, I'm not quite into the nutrient papers that I have, which I look every morning for the new research or new pieces of valuable information that we can use to tweak our health, put together a plan of action. And this one actually has nothing much to do with that except indirectly. I went to fly the airplane this morning, and as a pilot of 17 years, I've realized that I can get rusty pretty quick, especially, I guess, being a little bit older. But it's a very fine tuned to land and do some certain things in an airplane. So I go up today and I decide I'm going to practice engine out by myself. So what you do is you take off, you stay in the pattern, you get about, I was at 1900 feet. I get about to the, a little bit to the end of the runway, pull the power back, and it, I did four of these. I would have died in the first three. There was no human way. I did not have my skill set. It had left me. And what is a skill set? Well, the skill set is you have to do something that is against all instincts. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because I think it's a lesson for my life and maybe for other people, that often, very often, the right thing is often the hardest thing to do. And that has to do with the gym, the food choices, the partner you're with, the family issues, so many business things. It's easy to try to take the easy road. So what I'm saying is the way that you save your life in a plane, if the engine goes out, as I almost did not do, is the minute it goes out, you have to do what's called best glide speed. Best glide speed gets you across the ground in hundreds more feet further than if you do the wrong glide speed. Well, guess what the right glide speed is? It, in my plane, is 94 knots. For me to do that, I have to point the nose near the ground. You know how hard it is to do when you already know you're sinking and then you have to make the plane sink even more. As much as I know of 17 years, it took me three times to get back to where I could do it the right way. And I think in life, we have to realize that sometimes we have to do the opposite of what our maybe sometimes instincts or the easy road is to save ourselves. So I feel good after today. My adrenaline got going.
I've got a story. Can we tell you real quick?
Yep.
Can I tell mine? It's an analogy I heard about race car. If you go down and do the NASCAR race car thing, where you can just go and be a race car driver for a day.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people do that, and I heard a story one time where a guy was doing it, and they said if you go into the turn and you start to slide and go towards the wall, don't look at the wall. Your gut will say, look at the wall. If you're going to hit something, you mm-hmm. stare at it. We're like, ah, I'm in. He said, turn your head and look down the track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, okay, because and that makes you, when they say it, you're like, fine. He goes into second or third turn, he starts to slide, and he is looking at the wall. And he's fighting to turn left,
mm-hmm.
but he's looking at the wall, and the instructor took his head and shoved it,
mm-hmm.
made him look down the track, and he barely missed the wall. He goes, you go where you look at.
Bingo.
And I thought, man, what a great analogy in life. You see what you look for. Mm-hmm. And he said, I needed you to look where you wanted the car to go, that your hands would have naturally turned in it. It's just a different way of approaching it.
Different
your gut
way.
Says, look here.
Yep.
He's trying to teach you to do something that is against your instinct. So I love that story.
All right. Well, some stuff about your health and some tips. You know, I look at a lot of foods that are being marketed that have this bragging on the label, made with olive oil. And I thought about this, and this wasn't a big test, but I was good news. They tested at UC Davis, that researchers tested 10 mayonnaises, dressings, and marinades, and chips that had the word made with olive oil. And guess what? Almost all of them passed the test that they were not diluted olive oils.
Oh, wow.
We have some real credibility in a lot of companies, and a lot we don't.
Right.
But it's great to know that. Now, the ones on the other hand, they said tests by the same researchers found products that were claiming good avocado oil was found. Most of those failed. So the avocado bragging rights is one that we probably should not be paying much attention to. Not at all. I love to hear this guy named Dr. Geo. Dr. Geo, I've followed him for years. He is a naturopathic prostate specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a lot. He's a very busy man. And he sees a lot of patients. He now has a perspective after many years, kind of like when you fly, you get different perspectives about flying an airplane or anything
right.
you do. And he said, men ask me the same question almost every week, his patients. Can you treat my prostate cancer without medical treatments or drugs? He said, my answer has two parts. Sometimes medical treatment is essential, and the right treatment and the right man can do much for his life. But I do not treat prostate cancer. I treat the ground it is trying to grow in. I had to keep reading this because it makes such sense in my philosophical life. That principle runs through all three sections. Why the tissue around a tumor matters as much as the tumor. In 1889, a London surgeon named Stephen Paget reviewed 735 autopsy records of women who had died of breast cancer and published the result in The Lancet. And almost every single cancer is, including those, is a conversation about the tumor, its grade, its size, its genomics. Nobody asks what the tumor is sitting in. And he says the solution, work the soil on a schedule. 2 to 3 resistance sessions in the gym, 150 minutes of walking each week, a waist that's under half of your weight, 7 hours of sleep at night, practice stress reduction, taking nutraceuticals. All these are the things that he believes heavily, as I do, is the milieu or the foundation in the body. He says he wants to make it so hard for this tumor to spread and or plant any more seeds. And you do that by building the garden of health.
I like that.
Dr. Geo, G-E-O, you can type it in if you're interested. He does consultations online and virtual, and I love the guy. Love the guy. I hope to get him on the podcast someday. And analysis from what's called the cosmos. This is, I have some interesting things today that really don't push my philosophies except in the bigger view. Analysis from this big study showed that those with carotid stenosis, which is narrowing of the carotid artery, that taking a multivitamin, guess which one it was? Centrum. Wow, the one that I really don't favor and certainly don't recommend, daily for 3 years reduced the physical limitations such as walking and climbing stairs and modestly improved symptoms such as shortness of breath and fatigue by 8 points that was on a scale of 0 to 100. Just imagine if that Centrum can do that for people with blocked blood flow. What a great vitamin like True Grace or Life Extension or one of the ones that are decades ahead in formulas can do, and it can only be better. These nutrients don't hurt anyone, so it's a great study. On of course, a pharmaceutical company did all of that, and here was a piece of information that I read it a couple years ago, but then they've done a new study. I have to hope that I remember this. And I know we all have gone through a period of time where, especially with COVID, I did, that we had a terrible cough. Mm. One of those coughs that you and I both had at about the same time.
And just wouldn't go away.
No, it wouldn't go away.
Yeah.
One of the modern medicine's most celebrated miracle drugs are steroids. Everybody who has a long cough, this, aches, long pain, they're going to give a steroid. Steroids are horrendously hard on the body. But a recent double-blind study, randomized clinical trial, found if you mix these two ingredients, it outperformed prednisone in treating the symptoms of post-infectious persistent cough. And I'm going to tell you in just a second what that was. A remarkable study. It looked at the natural alternatives to medications, and it was a very big study with a good number of people. And what they did was they took two things, a combination of honey and powdered coffee, not brewed coffee, powdered, was vastly superior than prednisone. And what they did was they did three different studies. A jam-like paste was prepared with 20 grams of honey plus 2.9 grams of instant coffee, first group. Second one, 13.3 milligrams of prednisone. Third, 25 milligrams of guaifenesin. Guaifenesin's in all of the breathing products that help you to thin mucus. It's just a pretty safe drug. Prednisone, certainly not. And the participants were told to dissolve a specified amount of their product in warm water, drink the solution every 8 hours for 1 week. All the participants were evaluated before treatment and 1 week after, and the main outcome measure was the mean cough frequency before and after 1 week treatment. Now, here's the results.
Okay.
As you can see from the table above, the honey coffee group saw their degree of cough frequency decrease from 2.9 before treatments to 0.2 after treatment, where the prednisone group decreased from 3.0 to only 2.4. These results were from 97 patients, 55 men, the rest women. Amazing. I mean, it almost completely eliminated a cough. I don't know whether brewed coffee would work. If I get a coffee again, I'm going to do honey and coffee grind, you know, instant coffee.
What was that other stuff that thinned the mucus?
Guaifenesin.
Is that in the coffee?
No. The guaifenesin was a third study that was done.
Oh.
And it, I don't know if I got to the point of saying.
No, it's okay. That one, because that's comes with that cough sometimes. I just didn't know.
Yeah. Guaifenesin is a good drug. It's okay. In my opinion. Nothing wrong with doing that. And so I thought that.
Guaifenesin, is that a supplement or is that an actual drug?
You know, Nutritional sold it for many, many years. And here's an example of pharmaceutical intervention. They stole it. They completely stole it. What they did was...
So you can't get it without a prescription?
No. Then. What they did was they made it like that, and now they brought it back over the counter, but they only brought it over the counter on drugstores and grocery stores. They will not let a health food store basically sell.
So you have to get it from the pharmacist?
Almost. We can slide by with a few brands, but we were the only source of guaifenesin for a decade.
Wow.
Really and truly. And then it went away, and then it came back in under their umbrella. Mm. So that was interesting.
All right, you ready to take the next break?
No, not really.
Okay, so we'll keep going.
How about that?
That's fine with me. We got 11 minutes.
Okay, we got a couple other really quick things.
Where our guest just did what I told you he'd do and walk in. That's why I was asking, but go ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but go ahead. What's the next topic? So I'm sorry, my fault.
That's Kurt for
that's
you.
That's Kurt.
That's old Dr. Deering.
Yeah, go for it.
I told him to come in. Yes.
No, your mic's not on. It's
yeah,
okay.
I wish I could turn his mic off at the store. Dang. Hey, the U.S. channels 90% of its $4.5 trillion annual health care costs toward chronic diseases, yet most of this funds profitable drugs and procedures that never address the root cause of illness. Mm. Really quickly, I know this is, you know, where I get a little fired up and stuff, and I have for 47 years and will continue to probably when I'm not here. But prescription drugs do trap patients in an endless cycle of dependence. Here we are sitting soon on the next segment with Dr. Deering, you know, 30 plus years of a pharmacist. He will certainly agree with this. Once patients start medications for chronic conditions, they rarely stop even when their health continues to decline. And medicine needs to shift from disease management to true healing instead of masking symptoms, and I think all of us probably would agree with that.
I agree 100%.
But it's a slow change, and I do see positive changes coming. Yeah. Dr. Deering and Amy go and visit some of the practitioners in Chattanooga, and we're seeing more and more people who have opened their eyes, and I think COVID was one of the biggest reasons for that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful future, I do think.
Well, it's just like you said, it's a slow mind change. COVID helped a bunch. Yeah, let's do this. Let's now take our next break. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Deering on. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. If you're just joining us, we're discussing today's topic and giving you practical strategies you can actually use. Not Sunday, but starting today. Let's continue. Before we get with Dr. Deering, I did, you know, talk about the prednisone thing on that coffee and that study with prednisone. Prednisone weakens the bones, causes cataracts, thins the skin, makes muscles waste away in a short run. Perfectly fine, maybe, and it certainly can save lives. But keep in mind, the long-term effects are devastating. And many people I see on steroids, and you probably do too, Dr. Deering, who had long-term coughs. They were on it for not weeks, but months. And weight gain is a huge issue also. So I just encourage you to always access the Green Pharmacy if practical. Dr. Jockers, J-O-C-K-E-R-S, is one of my websites. I know him pretty well. And you could go Google Dr. Jockers. He has an article on about everything. Dr. Deering and I have a bunch of favorite websites, and I like to mention those because they do take time to, you know, the public doesn't really know how where to go to.
Let me tell you a quick story from me when I had COVID. The protocol that came out said if you did quercetin and zinc, you could knock out a virus. It worked for me. Take high dose vitamin D and C. There was a whole protocol that came out. I think.
Oh yes.
It was the doctor. What are the Freedom Doctors?
Yes.
But anyway, on there as a part of that protocol, they said if you have access to azithromycin, do that at day such and such.
And what kind of drug is that?
Azithromycin is antibiotic.
Okay.
And it's good for lung infections. So it's just kind of was more of a preventative thing, just in case you developed an infection. But one thing they had on there was, if you have access to prednisone, take this much prednisone at day such and such. Well, I happen to have, being a pharmacist, happen to have access to prednisone. I took it. The first time I got COVID, I took that prednisone at day, I think it was day five or whatever it was. And all of a sudden, the next day, I had anxiety like I'd never experienced in my life. And I didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
I'd never had it before, so I didn't know what it was. But I finally put two and two together. It took months for that to go away.
And you only took it one day?
No, I took the whole course.
Oh, you did take the course.
I didn't put two and two together.
Wow.
I'm a pharmacist, and I should know this, but I had taken prednisone in the past and never had a problem.
Uh-huh.
But I think sometimes you can be at a level where you can tolerate more cortisol or whatever, but sometimes you get to that point where you're teetering and something can set you over the edge. That set me over the edge to being anxious. Wow. And then I got COVID again months later. I was foolish enough. I did the same thing. I did the prednisone again and got anxiety again. And it's life altering, but it bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was devastating, and I've hated it.
Interesting.
And it finally took me after that. I said, what did I do different? I probably put two to two together and said, that was the dang prednisone that I didn't even need, didn't even have to take. I just took it because I happened to have it. And I was just trying to be full, cover all my bases, and I shouldn't have. I should have stuck with the nutraceuticals, and I'd have been just fine. But anyway, back to our topic at hand.
Our topic today is, again, as I repeat, cardiovascular disease is the primary reason that Clint will die, I will die, Kurt will die.
I'm so glad I'm here. And you're like a life coach. You're like a motivational speaker.
Well, it's better than it's better than having gasoline poured on you and it burn or something, isn't it? Okay, thank you. So it is better.
Are better than that,
yes.
Though, Ed. So many things.
Saying that, and all the people in the cardiovascular field, all the way from people like Atiya down the road, I mean, it's a big conversation. We don't have an absolute as to how do we decrease it. All we know is it's not decreasing. And they've done everything they can in a traditional medical model where there is a drug coming out, the PCS canine inhibitor. You know all about that, don't you, Clay?
It helps you from being set on fire, yes.
No, it does not.
Oh, it doesn't.
That's the key. That's the king. What do you mean we don't know the answer? I think we do know the answer.
We know a lot of answers that I feel confident with. However, there's a lot of confusion in the space. And what we're going to talk about is this new drug, which has been injectable, but now I think it's going to be a pill, right?
Yep. Well, it's Lipfendra is the name of it.
Yeah, let's get to the drug, because what is it, good, bad, and different?
It's working different than anything has ever worked to take LDL, which is the supposed bad guy, down to very low levels. It looks good on paper.
And I'll go ahead and cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase.
And answer your question, Clint, which is you don't need it.
Okay, cool.
It's $300-something a month that's going to lower your LDL, and you're going to feel good about your numbers, just like you might feel good with your statin numbers. But at the end of the day, it doesn't move the needle on preventing a cardiovascular event.
I am going to do the quasi-disclaimer here. If you have a doctor, be sure to listen to your doctor. Yeah. We're not giving medical advice. We're not telling you anything about your specific thing. This is us pontificating.
Thank you.
Yeah. Based on their own, this was approved on July the 16th from Merck, and it's going to be called a breakthrough because it's going to be oral instead of an injectable. The injectables that most people know is something called Repatha. And I have a lot of clients that will come in and say that their doctor is recommending that they get on Repatha because their LDL is not going down enough with their statin, or they couldn't tolerate a statin, so they want to put them on this Repatha. And so doing the research on Repatha, I came to the conclusion that I don't look at like relative risk and drops, slight drops and things like that. I look at the numbers to treat, and I look at...
What does that mean, numbers to treat?
How many people do you have to treat to prevent one event, cardiovascular event? So what we found out with this, that the cardiovascular death actually didn't improve at all with Repatha. I mean, there was 240 people in the placebo group that died, and there was 251 people in the Repatha group that died. So it doesn't reduce cardiovascular death. Non-fatal events... very slightly. I think you have to treat 75 people to prevent maybe one event. So
right.
And this is at a cost of out of your pocket $300-something a month, and you're getting an injectable, and so the insurance is having to kick in tons of money on this. And at the end of the day, you're not really getting the results, because we know at the end of the day it's not about medications lowering numbers. I mean, you talk about the most common blood pressure medication out there is amlodipine. Amlodipine's like this is beautiful at lowering numbers. So you may be lowering numbers, but at the same time, being a calcium channel blocker, amlodipine is causing calcium to deposit in different parts of the body. One of those places is your arteries. So it's setting up for atherosclerosis and actually increasing your chance for having plaque buildup.
I'm going to do something I normally don't. I'm going to be the devil's advocate just slightly. I occasionally do embrace a statin drug for certain people that I speak to. Mm-hmm. And this drug is like a statin times 10, I guess, in certain ways, even though it works in a different mechanism of action. I do think that if a person is going to live a life of nothing but junk food, sitting on the couch with no activity, it might extend their lifespan. Don't you think?
That's what I've always said, is that if you're patient that's willing to do absolutely nothing.
Yes.
You're going to still eat the same way. You're not going to exercise. Having less LDL particles, you have low density lipoproteins. They are beautiful things that God gave us that transport and do all kinds of great things. They get damaged when the environment and the system is inflamed and you're eating a poor diet that's oxidatively stressed, that's causing damage to these lipoproteins. They get small and dense. But just getting small and dense is sometimes not enough to cause the problem. It's when they're in an inflammatory environment where the arteries are already inflamed. You combine those two conditions, and then you're going to set up. So would it be a benefit to lower the amount of these LDL particles so they don't get damaged at all to begin with? Yeah, I could see maybe where that might be a benefit. That might be that 1 in 264 people that actually had a better result. But I don't know if it's worth, if you look at the...
If you could pick out those people, then that might be the people. But they're not picking out those people. They're going to get them across the board, right?
Yeah, you're right. So anyway, the difference between this one and the other one, of course, the way these work, these PCSK9s, is that they destroy the receptors in the liver that bind up LDL. And so when that protein binds that up, you have more receptors available to take on LDL, so it lowers the LDL. And you can get 59% reduction. Repatha, you get 59% reduction in LDL. So the numbers are good, but modern cardiology is just obsessed with lowering LDL.
Obsessed.
And it's the, and then, so why are we not asking the right question as to why is the cardiovascular system primed right now for trouble anyway? Why is it inflamed? Why is it oxidized? Why is it nutrient deficient? Why is it hormonally stressed and metabolically broken? These are the things that we got to go to figure out, because disease comes from too much bad stuff, not enough good stuff. So when you're bringing on poor food, toxins, broken sleep, chronic stress, no sunshine, no movement, and you're missing out on all the good stuff, which is healthy eating, real nutrition, minerals, omega-3s, good supplements, organ meats, sunlight, sleep, movement, all the things that we know can actually, I believe, truly decrease cardiovascular disease. Do we have a study on that? I think we know that from some studies that when people actually do the lifestyle measures, they get very good results.
Mm-hmm.
But you know this from your whole life of living, that this is what reduces cardio. You look at anybody out there, the people that come in and do a Sika scan with me, and you can tell that their cells are healthy because of the way they're living. They've got great muscle mass because they work out. They tell you that they're eating healthy, and this phase angle tells you that they're eating healthy and their cells are healthy. Those people, their calcium scores are zero. You know, their lipid numbers look fairly normal. And by, say, lipid numbers, actually doing the test results on the stuff that matters, the ApoBs and the LDL particle size, and all the things that all the labs that really matter, by the way, that's in my book, Beyond Cholesterol, that is, just checked it, still number nine.
Number nine on what?
On the supplement and vitamins new release bestseller list. And
on
it's
Amazon.
Moved up to, on Amazon. And it's moved up to number 71, on overall bestseller list.
I am pretty dang amazed, because Kim went over the dollars that you have earned, or that it was sent back, and it's a wonderful cover. You did wonderful work within that. What's the name of it?
It's called Beyond Cholesterol.
Yes.
And it's the ultimate guide to testing and supplements for heart health.
Well, you know, one thing with my experience, and certainly with my own life and many people that I speak to, when you do believe in things like a carnivore diet, you eat like I do, and you eat less carbs, more what I call healthy fat. I do olive oil every day. I do butter, organic. I do certainly red meat. I believe it's better than chicken any day of the week. Chicken contains a lot of E. coli. A lot of estimations are that 70% of all women's UTIs really are being fed by the chickens that they eat. Your LDL is going to go up sometimes. It just simply does. And so, again, is it the total bad guy? A lot of difference of opinion on that. So I'm not a big worrying about mine.
And just to make sure we cover that drug well enough, just know that it used to take years to get approved by the FDA when they would actually start to look at something and examine it. Well, they've narrowed that down now to a 1 to 2 month process. They're expediting things.
Wow.
This got approved in less than 2 months.
No.
Not approved from the original starting to the studies on it, but from when it was introduced to the FDA and said, here, we want to get this drug approved. With less than 2 months, they approved this drug. I just don't think that's the best way to go.
The pill form of it. The pill form. Yes.
They
know how marketable the pill will be opposed to the syringe.
Yeah, but here's what we know. Even Merck's own press release said, quote, "It is not known whether Lipfendra reduces the risk of cardiovascular death, heart attack, or stroke." Of course, you won't see that in anybody else's headlines. If they talk about it on CNN or Fox or anywhere else that it's published, they won't talk about that particular aspect of it, that it hasn't been shown in trials to actually have positive outcome results.
Well, of course, that's going to take a lot of time also. But what are the side effects could be of people taking this drug? Do we know that yet?
The side effects aren't, it's your typical GI-type side effects and things like that. But nowhere near the type of things you see with the statins. Statins, to me, there's so many risks involved in that. There's tons. And I usually, when I have clients come in, I say, bring this to your doctor, show them the risk involved in this, and here's the benefits, and talk to them about whether you should still be on this. And I go through a list of 18 things. It starts with memory loss, and then cognitive and decreasing vitamin K2, which is crucial for your body, decreasing CoQ10, which is crucial for your mitochondria and energy production. It makes your blood sugar levels 10% worse. And so what's that going to do to your diabetes? Or if you're pre-diabetic, you might become diabetic. So I go through all this list with them and say, go back and talk to your doctor about whether or not these risks are worth the benefits that you might get.
And all this is in your book.
Yes.
Now, so I know you don't know yet. We don't have the experience. Would you say to someone who said, I feel like I really need to take something and I don't want the statin, this would be a better choice? Maybe this drug will be a better choice than a statin drug?
I'm always going to say we need to go to lifestyle, diet, exercise, and then bergamot.
Yeah. What is bergamot?
Tell bergamot people. Is a citrus, you know, from the pectin. It's a citrus byproduct that, or not byproduct, but it's from the citrus plant.
Yeah. What does it do?
It actually goes after some of the bad guys like ApoB. It's going to lower your numbers great. So if people are looking for numbers, it's going to do great there. But it's actually going to the guys that you want to go after, the damaged lipoproteins, and help fix those. So that's what I'm going to go to. For this, would I recommend it to anybody? I don't think so.
Okay. But if they said, I'm going to take a drug, it's going to be a statin or a PCSK9 inhibitor, at this point, probably lean toward the inhibitor, I would think. But, you know, I talked to Dr. Wolfson, the cardiologist that you and I both really respect and like. He's in Arizona. He does consultations. He is very opposed to this drug, also, very much so. And we're going to do a podcast with him, and you may be included in that in the next coming weeks.
Well, he's definitely my, I don't know what you call it, my mentor, besides you. But he's one of, me being a cardiovascular person, that's my area my whole life, is specializing in cardiovascular. When I saw somebody calling themselves the natural heart doctor, matter of fact, you had the book.
Yes.
And one of my first days of working at Nutrition World, I got that book, and I read it from front to cover to the back. I learned so much from Dr. Jack Wolfson.
I'm glad you mentioned natural health. If somebody Googles natural health doctor, Dr. Wolfson, he's got two websites. He's got one as a patient kind of based and one for education. Find the one for education. You can read all about this if you want. Dr. Wolfson, like a wolf son. We got about 2 minutes. What else you got, Dr. Bedering?
Well, most of the people coming into me that they want to get them on Repatha, which is the injectable form of this drug. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's also people that have familial hypercholesterolemia. Mm-hmm. So that's a genetic reason why it's high. So people are thinking, wow, this would be the solution right here, that getting this LDL, because I'm producing this. It's no fault of my own, and I'm producing this. This is the answer to get my LDL down. Well, what Dr. Jack Wilson would say and what I would say is, why are we just looking to go after LDL? Let's look at the terrain. Let's do everything we can to lower, because even though you may have a genetic reason why you're prone to have more LDL, the genetics is the gun, and the environment is what pulls the trigger.
Bingo.
So if you don't have the environmental destruction going on, you don't pull the trigger. So
Wilson did a Facebook post of live view yesterday, and I've logged on for 15 minutes. He is intimately connected to one of the biggest reasons for cardiovascular disease is mold. Mold in the body, mold in the house. You have to treat mold, but that's a whole different conversation. My daughter Katie's huge in the mold education, but you got 1 minute left. Anything leaving notes for all the people listening?
Well, just say that the things that you need to do, the things you need to avoid, the seed oils and the glyphosate and the mold and the bad sleep that you may have and the stress, those things, this new drug, Lipfendra, is not going to be the answer to that.
It doesn't build any of the terrain, does it?
Right. So what is the terrain? It is real food. It's omega-3, sunlight, decreasing toxin exposure, supporting your mitochondria. So these are the things we know actually make a difference versus the drugs being a Band-Aid. And I know I get on here and it seems like I go after a lot of drugs, but it really has come, you know, an awakening of these things really have side effects that come with them that make them where they're not of benefit. Nutraceuticals, on the other hand, like I always say, side benefits, not side effects, but side benefits.
Bingo. And it doesn't mean that all nutraceuticals are 100% safe. I mean, I'm realistic. You could be allergic, you could be sensitive, but usually belly aches and a little bit of those kind of side effects are what happen. Now, there are interactions between drugs. You got to be careful with that. So, guess what?
We're going to take our last break of the day and come back and wrap up the show here at Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
And thank you, Dr. Deering.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Thanks for staying with us on Vital Health Radio. As we head into our final segment, our goal isn't simply to give you more information. It's to give you confidence, clarity, and practical action steps that can improve your health one decision at a time. So let's finish today's discussion. Clint, tell people how they can further listen to Vital Health Radio and also your podcast.
Yeah, you can listen to this. It comes out every Tuesday-ish on podcast platforms. Vital Health Radio Download. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And thank you for letting me plug mine. I've got the Nuga Podcast Network. I have about 9 on there, but I host a bunch of my friends. So there's over 20 podcasts with one click, from faith to health, politics, veterans, culture, you name it, we talk about it, crime. And that is Nuga Podcast. Podcast is plural, NugaPodcast.com.
Don't you have a podcast on bowel movements and like bodily fluids?
I do. It's called Everything Ed Jones Love. It's a podcast I've just started right now, this moment. This is the first segment. Welcome as a guest.
Hey, your show that you invited me on last week with Rich, who does all the push-ups.
Rich Hernandez,
He did 13,000 from, I think, sunup to sundown.
It's a little 12,700 for 24 or 12 hours, whatever it was. He does 3,000 without stopping. He's taking a tour across the nation right now, doing 1,000 at a time with gyms. Yeah,
Love it. And where can that be found at?
Just go to DuringTheBreakPodcast.com and find it. Scroll down. By this time, it's 5 or 6 back.
Interesting stuff. Sprouts. Do you know about Sprouts?
Absolutely not.
It's a nutrition store. Do you know about? Have you ever been to Sprouts out of town? Well, Sprouts kind of thinks they're competing with Whole Foods. Nobody's perfect, but Sprouts just announced that they are the first chain in America to actually sell lab-grown meat. That's pathetic.
That's not good.
Pathetic.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, your commitment to the philosophy that supposedly we're committed to, and you're selling lab-grown meat. Well, maybe another 25 years when it's been tested, but not when it's just been...
Whatever you do, people, do not go look up what the movie Solent Green was about.
Continue really?
You
won't. I don't know anything about it.
From the 70s?
It.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll discuss that off there. Ooh. Don't look that movie up, but go ahead.
If you listen to me very long, you know how much I value my Oura ring, O-U-R-A, to monitor my sleep.
You
my
talk. Health, I'm going to watch her. Go ahead.
My health, my blood pressure has been added to the Oura ring, and here's the new thing that they've added.
Okay.
It's going to test your blood pressure when you go to sleep, because we're learning that blood pressure that doesn't drop or increases is going to be very unhealthy for us. I have found that mine's in the ideal range, very thankful for that. And it's just another add-on and another reason why I recommend the Oura ring for managing your health, because good sleep is valuable and many people are inaccurate about how much sleep they're actually getting or the quality of that sleep. And, you know, we talked not too much about the quality of our staff, but we have 42 staff members at Nutrition World. And I went to, I was at Harry's last Sunday. This young guy comes up, very thin, and he said, he gave me a double look. He looked and he said, "You're from Nutrition World. I got to tell you something. I have told over 100 people about your store and your staff members and the education. Your education has saved my life." He's young. He said, "I had heart surgery about 6 months ago and I'm on a few drugs." But he said, "I truly feel that the things that I involved myself with in Nutrition World and all the learning profiles have really changed my whole course and my whole future." I had my book, Are You Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired? And I autographed it for him.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you and good for him. That's good. That's always good, positive feedback. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's wrap this one up since it's been a full show with a lot of info. We appreciate Dr. Deering coming on and keeping us up to date on everything. You can find this on Tuesday at Vital Health Radio Download. You are listening to Vital Health Radio as we say goodbye. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.